everybody was frightening.
Winter is coming.
Know then that it is the year 10,000.
Someone get me off this crazy dumbwaiter!
What is Barbara Gordon's secret?
Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 8.
Already.
On the Ohatmu or Not feed, using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who number 2 now, with a contingent of the Hot Squad. We're working at half power because it's hurricane season apparently in the Maritimes now, somehow. I'm Siskoid, and we'll see who came this time around, who's around the table. Our panelists will introduce themselves today by revealing, it's easy, their favorite season.
Oh.
And this will foreshadow one of the entries we'll be covering today. So let's start with Isabel.
I'm Isabel.
Correct.
I guess it would be the fall, autumn, if you're fancy.
I am fancy, and I call it fall in English. No, in French, it's automne, so it sounds like autumn.
Yeah.
Shotgun?
I feel like this is going to be, like, super lame. It's fall for me as well.
Oh, yeah, I think it's fall for everyone, but I'm not sure about Jose.
It's spring.
Oh, spring?
I knew this.
Why? It's so wet.
Flowers birth. I like that weird section of spring where it's kind of gothic looking, where everything's dead looking, but then it becomes pretty. And it just gives me, like, after the harsh winter, it's like, finally, cherry blossoms.
We don't have harsh winters in Canada.
And honestly, the fashion, all the pastels, love it. That's the shit I want.
Okay. And we don't really have bugs yet.
Yeah, but
I think that's
bugs.
Spring is underrated.
The weather is not boiling hot. It's not freezing. Just need a light coat. It's perfect.
Well, and that has to be fall.
It's fall.
Spooky season.
Practically has a jack-o'-lantern. Well, now you do.
Yes.
The cat is called.
The cat is called jack-o'-lantern. I am very much a fall person. I love basically everything about it, except that it doesn't last long enough. That's like my main beef with fall. Is like, I know November is fall, but like it feels more like early
winter.
Even
December is fall.
I know, which is crazy.
But the thing is, it's the beginning is too summery also often.
Mm-hmm.
So like it loses time in the beginning, and it loses time at the end.
So it just has started to feel like fall, really, for like maybe a week. And then by, like, early November, it's starting to feel like winter, let's be real. Yeah. So it's a very short window, especially with the leaves, right? It's a very short window, but I soak it up as much as I can.
It's really much a bummer with the hurricane coming. We will lose a lot of our leaves.
I'm so sad about that.
I know.
I think it will be okay.
My hope with that is that it's early enough that they haven't turned that much, so maybe they're not as fragile to fall off. That's my hope.
Possible. There are longer falls than others, like the fall of man. My favorite season is the fall of man.
What's your favorite season, Mike?
No, it's fall.
The fall of man.
It's fall.
Mike.
It is also fall.
I wonder if most people it's fall.
You know what? It's funny because I think for a long time, everybody was summer, and
everyone
transitioned to fall.
No.
Summer's too hot.
No.
Winter's too cold. So the Goldilocks season is fall.
No, every basic bitch at my work is like, oh, summer is the best. You can go to the beach. I'm like, it's humid. Okay.
Jose, do we see a basic bitch at the table?
But, like, they're
well,
everywhere.
Exactly. Like, this is
everywhere.
The fall spring table.
Like, I also enjoy all the seasons to an extent. But the thing is, there's no disadvantages to fall. To me, when there's definitely a disadvantage to every other season.
Yeah.
Like there's fits and valleys, but like fall is basically exactly
perfect.
What I want.
I also think I like winter more than most people. Like I think winter gets a lot of hate. And I agree.
It sucks, basically until February. And then I'm done.
Oh, and then you're just over it. And you still have like 2 months.
Yeah, so much.
It should be shorter.
But it is super pretty. Everything looks crystally and aesthetic.
Nature gives us natural glitter with snow.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I really like
pretty.
The silence after like a snowstorm or at the beginning of a snowstorm. It's so nice. Just like everything is muffled.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
I just kind of wish spring really was when it starts, you know?
Yeah, in March.
I think, like, if it was actually March where, like, it's really spring.
Yeah.
I think we'd all feel better about it.
Yeah.
But the reality is there's usually like a snowstorm at the end of March and sometimes even in April.
There's snow sometimes in Easter.
If early March was really spring showing up, which it is, it's just there's so much snow already that it doesn't feel that way.
Shout out to our friends in the UK who sent pictures of barbecuing in March.
Yeah, that's not our lives.
And shout out to listeners that we're not going to talk about comics.
No, the podcast just ended. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Do come visit Canada in the Maritimes. It's beautiful. All four seasons. Beautiful. Come see.
Uh-huh.
Other provinces are beautiful.
So, it's Baron Blitzkrieg. This is going to be a no-brainer, but let's go through it. When superheroes started popping up in the United States during World War II, Hitler wanted one of his own. So when his favorite concentration camp commandant got his face destroyed by a vial of acid thrown by an inmate, Hitler had his scientists give him powers as a consolation prize.
Oh.
He got super strength out of the deal, as well as heat vision and flight, but his powers are psychic in nature, so he has to concentrate to give himself either of them. He fought Wonder Woman, once had Winston Churchill by the collar, and killed a favorite hero of the network, the Red Bee, something for which he can never be forgiven. He's a vain Nazi who came from the Prussian aristocracy. He talks a big game, but if you remove his mask, he's all like, "Don't look at me!"
With that voice.
The art by Rick Holberg and Romeo Tangal shows his face before the acid trip, his origin story, and using his three powers. This time, I can tell you he did survive the war. Sometimes you ask. He did survive the war.
Nice. Bummer.
Nice.
Well, about it after. I'm sorry.
Piloting.
He got his head vaporized by an evil Superboy's heat vision.
Good. I don't know about you guys, but like, Nazi, not so hot.
Yeah, I think we've established that pretty well in this show. As soon as it's a Nazi, we're like, no thank you.
It's funny because I was like, oh, they're not like fully committing to like the Nazi logo on the flag. And then I looked at him and was like, oh no, okay, it's just the flag then.
The boots too. And he has the pin.
Yeah, he has a lot of swastikas.
They're not shying away from it. What's up with Nazis and face injuries?
Or acid?
I feel like Nazis always get their face injured in things.
I think it's the literary tradition of making the villain, like the corruption inside, outward. It's like Richard III being a humpback or whatever in Shakespeare. He probably wasn't that deformed, but the deformity is moral. So comics use that those kinds of shortcuts as well.
Yeah, it was always the face.
You deserve it, you fucker.
I think that it's also kind of like, it's hard to avoid the face, right? In terms of visibility, like, it's the first thing you look at on a person, generally, so it's, like, really there.
True.
Like, if it's, like, on your arm or something, you can hide that, but...
The mask gives me the man with the iron mask, that the movie version gives me that feel.
I do kind of like when the masks are kind of simple like that. Like, I've liked them before, too.
I find it's too simple. It reminds me of, like, torture masks of the medieval times. Oh, like, not in a good way.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, just give me, like, maybe a nose.
Nah.
You know what's surprising to me? How colorful this is.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Is that supposed to be red or is it orange?
It's pink and orange.
Oh,
pink.
He's like a lemonade boy.
We're looking at pink right now. It's pink. It is pink.
That's so confusing.
Especially for Nazis.
Yes. That is weird.
And I find it weird, like the medieval look. I don't know. I don't connect medieval, like the pattern on the front with Nazis. Like, I find that's a very odd...
You mean
choice.
The cross?
Well, the cross may be like the Prussian thing.
It's the bird. I didn't notice the bird right away.
And the birds, you have that on in their iconography.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's like, with the outfit, with the cape, for me, it's like medieval.
Yeah, it could be a crusader, but he has the swastika everywhere.
There's something a little like Caesar about his cape. Yeah. I think it's because of the pin and the blades on his back.
Mm-hmm. It's a good cape.
It is a good cape. You know what's surprising to me? With all the swastikas everywhere, they did not put one on the belt.
I would assume there
would have been one on the belt.
That's absurd.
That seems like the place you would put it, but it's freaking
maybe
everywhere.
Maybe they were like, okay, we already got three on the outfit, and we can't have an even number.
So what you don't know is that if he turns around, he has a huge swastika on his butt.
And the cape.
No, just the butt.
No, each cheek.
Gotta keep it uneven.
I mean, to me, this is one of the worst fashion nightmares.
Yeah, it's not good.
In the series, because, the colors...
Thing is, it's so garish. Like, the colors that we see, it doesn't bother me because I see it red, orange, and yellow. But if I would see it with the pink,
Pink.
Yeah, it's just in this lighting, it does look a bit more red, but it is pink.
Yeah.
The color palette is very, like, Starburst or Jelly Bean. Like, it's very bizarre.
It's very, like, citrus candy.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like the orange is really out of place. Like, if they want to commit to yellow, fine. But I don't know, if you just put that black, the orange part, it's already so much better. But it's okay, you want him to look ridiculous.
But are any of those colors Nazi colors?
No.
Is it because they're not Nazi colors? Like, they didn't want to go full...
Well, they're not exactly shying away from
it. Very true.
Yeah, he has the uniforms and all before.
That's very confusing.
Even, like, before the acid trip, like... No, that's what Mike said. He said acid trip earlier, I'm using it. I find his face far too severe and stern and...
Yeah.
Like, scary as well.
I can't remember what it's called. You know Lasers? Those Doctor Who villains?
Cybermen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On the side, he looks like a Cyberman.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that his occupation is terrorist.
It's just straight to the point.
Really. Yeah. What a resume.
Imagine having a business card that says that.
You're applying somewhere, like, you need extra cash, and it's like...
I would like to obtain the position of terrorist with the organization.
There's, like, this full actual process. Can you use Excel?
Yeah, and your abilities is, like, competent with Microsoft Word.
No, I like the thought that he's not even applying to be a terrorist. He's applying, like, a Taco Bell for extra cash. And they're just like, so what was your job before? Interesting. And they just take the resume and, like, shred it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, good day.
That guy is ginormous. He's 6'6".
That's all right.
And he's tall.
He's tall. That's quite tall.
I don't want a tall Nazi. No.
I don't want a Nazi.
No, yeah, really.
Yes, but short Nazis are funnier.
Yes.
And he's an asshole, too, right? You said,
well, of course.
Vain. I mean, he is a Nazi.
Vain. I mean, he was a concentration camp commandant.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, fuck this guy.
Is there worse types of Nazis, right?
Yeah, no, fuck
that. And he chose the name Baron Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
Very on the nose.
I hate it.
A nose that he doesn't have anymore, thanks to acid.
I hope it hurt.
Yeah. And I hope it hurts forever, like stars.
Yeah, does it, is he, like, in pain? And if not, can he be?
And he's ashamed of it, so ha!
Yeah, I think he's in emotional pain.
Good.
Because he is vain, and now his face is destroyed.
Yeah, it's not because of all the people he's killed.
He doesn't care about
that. It's because concealer doesn't work.
Is Baron Blitzkrieg hot or not?
No!
Official.
Let's burn this page.
No, don't.
Ooh, another Baron.
Baron Winters. Winters is a sorcerer who, from the comfort of his manor, which he doesn't seem to be able to leave, assembles a team called Night Force to fight supernatural threats, usually for a price. The mansion is located at a special juncture of time and space, allowing him to send his team to different places and times, but its normal address is in Georgetown, Washington, D.C. The thing about Baron Winters is that he's a manipulative bastard.
Damn it.
And his team members owe him favors and often hate him. He's a liar and once told one of his team that she was his daughter, and he can leave the manor but chooses not to, in part because he doesn't like the outside world and doesn't feel safe there. So you can't trust the rumors about him. We do know he was once married and had a son, apparently centuries ago. They appear to be immortal too. The art by co-creator Gene Colan and inker Bob Smith shows Wintersgate Manor and the Baron with his pet leopard Merlin, who was apparently a gift from the real Merlin, if you believe anything the Baron says.
Is it like a leopard or a snow leopard?
No, he's orange.
He looks very thick for a leopard.
It would have worked with the winter.
He's a well-fed leopard.
Okay, but why? I was so on board. I was ready to say hot the minute you ended talking, but then you had to say that he's a manipulative bitch.
Yeah, that sucks, because his outfit is cool as hell.
And I get a cool house and a cool cat.
And I don't want to get out of my house either.
I'm not going to lie, though. He looks like he plays bass in a band.
Yes.
Really?
I'm okay with that. It's the goatee.
It's the goatee. It's the goatee.
I wish he had, like, a beard, I think.
It looks so bad. I hate it so much.
I didn't even pay attention to
it's because when I was young, everyone had that facial hair.
You know, like, that's the thing. Like, the outfit, the house, the cat, it kind of, like, yeah, I would, I don't know. I'm conflicted.
Yeah. Could I trust him?
Nah.
Would I mind? Probably not.
Can you trust me?
Nah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm also a manipulative bastard.
Yeah, I'm kind of a lying bitch at times, so it works out.
I love his name, too. Baron Winters. That's cool.
Yeah, it's very old literature sounding.
Presumably not his real name, right? One of the rumors about his real origin has to do with Adam and Eve, and, I mean, it's like...
How old is he?
Who knows?
What is he? Was he the snake?
The snake is in that legend, but anyway, there's all sorts of things.
Because if that snake was called Baron Winters, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Actually. Anyway. But, like, I like the thought that, like, maybe it's not true or true. He'd always have nice stories to tell.
He's hunting ghosts, all right?
Honestly, I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, I get that he kind of sucks. I'm not saying I would like to build a life with this guy. I don't think so. I think it'd be compelling to hang out for, like, a day or two. I think it could be interesting.
Even, I could do this for a fling for a while. Like, I'm sure he'd get me cool presents. Maybe I'll get my own cat.
And, I mean, you guys know as much... I am a homebody. I would much rather be at my house than pretty much doing anything else. So, I get this guy. Yeah. Like, I also want to be home.
It's insane.
Let's just chill at home and watch, like, ghost hunting shows.
And pet the cat and
honestly, have a good time. I just really like the outfit. I like the, like, cape thing. That's cool.
Oh, no.
I'm a sucker for the half cape.
Yeah.
Because we've seen others like this, too, and I always like it.
It's a very good look. Even the cane, everything. Yeah. Like,
I like a good cane. A cane is good.
Mm-hmm. I like the suit, the bow, like,
He's said to have been a philosopher, a carnival barker, a teacher, a wizard, a writer, a king, and more. I mean, he would have very interesting stories.
You see, that's kind of what
I don't care if they're true or not.
Even if they're not true,
I've had friends that, like, I knew what they were saying wasn't really true, and it was still fun to listen to, so it's fine.
But we are professional liars.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of fine with that.
You know, when you're on stage, you're lying.
My favorite season isn't the fall.
Because Baron Winters has a story about the fall of man.
But
he was there.
I like that he has all these jobs. He could totally work at Taco Bell. Unlike the other one.
Like, I don't like the fact that he uses, like, what would he be, like, subordinates? Or is it, like, they're not on an equal stand? He's the leader,
the
right?
Night Force, you mean?
Yeah.
Is it, like, blackmail?
Think of him as Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad.
Okay.
But they're not inmates, they're just like people who were in trouble with Supernatural. And then he helped, or he sent Night Force to help them, and then suddenly they owe him a favor. Oh. And then they, like.
Does he, like, respect the deal, though? Like, if they repay the favor, then it's fine?
Who's to say what's the bigger favor? When are you equal?
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering. Like, does he keep stringing it on forever? Or is he like, well, if you do this for me, then we're good.
I mean, that whole deal where he tells one of them, Vanessa Van Helsing, which is like obviously a Dracula reference. He was created by the people who used to write Tomb of Dracula for Marvel. And also the artist. So there's a strong, similar look. Vanessa Van Helsing in the series that he...
I can't believe she's called Vanessa.
And he convinces her that... She's his daughter, so then now she's beholden to him, like, but it's not true.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's just a way to keep her in the Night Force.
Yeah, that sucks. So, I think it's pretty cool, though, that, you know, he's still doing something good for the world, in a way, like, stopping evil forces.
Yeah.
Even though if it's for a fee or getting
apparently he has a role to play to keep the balance between good and evil in the universe or something.
Is that why his house is in the middle?
How's the garden at the house?
Yeah, is it like skulls and shit?
It's a nice tree right there.
I imagine like a
We got a fence, we got a weird sky going on.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, does it spin?
I love a good spinny sky.
I like the thought that like there's a fountain, there's a maze, like...
And I just really like an iron fence. Like, if I go to a city and there's a fence like this, you better believe I'm taking a photo in front of that at some point.
Just don't jump on it.
No, danger.
Yeah. I mean, there must be, like, a cool spot in the garden where, what is he called?
What's Merlin.
Merlin. Oh, of course it's Merlin, I forgot.
No, it should be named Cheeto.
But then you would want to eat him.
No. Where's the gravitas?
Baron Winters and Cheeto.
So cute.
Is Baron Winters hot or not?
Hot. I'll say hot.
Yeah, like I get that he kind of sucks, but I'm into it.
Hey, the people I date need to be good. The people I have flings with, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Amity would be so much into it.
Yes.
She missed out.
Does he actually look like someone who is indeed in a band, or does he just look like that guy I knew in 7th grade?
Yeah, he looks like the guy from maybe both. Sugar Ray. Had that sort of beard, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. I can see that. I can see that.
I don't know, the haircut, I'm not sure.
The face part's not the best, but like, I can live with it.
I can close my eyes.
I know. Well, you know, like, I feel like if you had like a slightly different styled hair, it could be better.
If had a full beard.
Yeah, and you should just grow a beard.
You'll just get rid of the razors.
Or shave it off. You know, if you can't grow the beard, some people can't really grow a beard, just go clean shaven.
Yeah, because he has a good jawbone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, he doesn't, like, need the structure.
The whole difference also that a mustache would make, if it would connect to that makes a big difference.
If you have a goatee, I much prefer that you also have the mustache.
Mike, go get a pen, we'll do some facial hair, see what we like most.
Or he could grow just a tiny, tiny bit more and then wear a baseball cap and then have that sort of, like, flippy edge.
Yes.
Like every teenager in Dieppe.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, but it would be a top hat.
Winter is coming.
The barren Earth. Far in the future, Earth's sun has cooled and expanded, becoming a red giant. Most of humanity fled to the stars, but some remained, protected by a floating city. You can see it in Ron Randall's Serpent. These so-called old ones then proceeded to play with genetics to create species that could live in the hot and arid environment, and they repopulated the Earth. Two human variants became dominant, the nomadic lizard-like Harahashan, seen in the back. Some are riding a giant lizard. And the cave-dwelling fungoid Mulge, that second head in the Serpent. Meanwhile, humanity in space was routed back to their homeworld by insectoid aliens. Stayed for a while, and then it took off again. It left some original brand humans behind, whose culture sank into barbarism. Okay, 2,000 years after that...
Oh my god.
Oh gosh.
One space human, Jinal, the heroine of the Barren Earth comic, returned to Earth, crashed there, and though only a cadet, albeit a very talented one in both war and diplomacy, she had to assemble a ragtag multiracial band behind her to help her unite the peoples of Earth so they could defend the planet against the insectoids who were planning a final invasion.
That's the equivalent of like when a movie starts and there's like 14 paragraphs that are scrolling up on the screen.
Yeah, without talking about Star Wars, I have a running theory that if your movie starts like that, there's like a 90% chance it sucks.
A lot of the B movies do it.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it's usually bad. It's a bad sign because it's like this, you have way too much backstory to tell me and you're just not going to show me. You're just going to write this out to me. That's
you
not
couldn't
great.
Figure out a way to convey that.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
I'm assuming all of that's just like in the comics.
Well, the comics is like 2,000 years after that. Okay, now that's the comic.
Okay. Right?
So the rest
you need to buy a comic where it's just the backstory.
Just
the
backstory.
But there's no image. It's just like a small novel. And then it's like, next issue, the real comic!
Yeah, at the end there's one panel. And it's like one dude giving him a thumbs up.
Or no, just a bunch of dead bodies. And it's like, in 2,000 years, tune in.
Yeah. Tune in next
time. But obviously, you know, they could have given the entry to Janal since she's the heroine of the yeah. strip. So that's why she's front and center.
She's cool. Mm-hmm. That being said, like, that tiny dinosaur in the back.
Oh, I prefer the chunky one there. It's my favorite.
I like all of the creatures in this. I like the big lizard. Big fan of that.
The big mm-hmm. lizard looks so pissed off. He's just, like, nonplussed.
Someone stole my bugs.
He's got, like, iguana vibes.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess it's kind of like those dragon ones.
Komodo
dragons. Oh, yeah, yes. Komodo dragons. Yeah.
Gila monster or something.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But look at that one. It's like
very... I'm sure it's not actually smiling, but that's how it feels.
It looks like, wow! Like, what?
Look at that lizard!
Wow, he's so big compared to me!
It's because I'm so far and red. Okay, so the lady, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so their goal is to unite the different... peoples of the barren right. earth.
Yeah, the barbarian humans, the lizard guys, the mushroom guys.
Okay, so they're not necessarily trying to restore Earth as it was. They just want to make that ship it has more sailed. Well, mushroom people really got you.
Imagine people like, all right, what do we need? I don't know. We need the mushroom guys.
They're toads. I just imagine a bunch of toads and toadettes.
Yeah. I know at one point they find the floating city and then maybe there's technology in there to help them because those insect aliens are coming back to Earth.
Oh.
And so unite people together to fight the alien invasion that's coming.
That's a nice sword electric thing.
And your preference, because she doesn't like guns much.
But why does she have one?
Doesn't like them, but...
but as to have one in
she,
case.
She I uses mean... it as a blunt object.
Oh, yeah.
It's just for a photo shoot.
That's a hard, I was going to say knife, sword, that handle. There's a lot of, like... Spike it kind of looks like corn. Shucked a corn, and then some of the leaves are just, like, down mm-hmm. near the hand.
Okay, yeah. Or a banana.
Or a banana. That's probably better.
It's also the right color.
I like how can I say this? I like that her hips and thighs are like not super skinny.
Yeah.
Like they look muscly and like she has good curves that aren't like so big that it's ridiculous and not so small that it's like, have you been eating?
Yeah, the proportions are good.
Yeah.
And
even her chest looks like small.
I'm very, very worried for her for chafing.
Oh.
I'm worried about that and I'm also worried about like, we see a lot of people that have basically are wearing a bathing suit, but this is like flowy fabric.
Also, right.
Like, that seems like a risk.
I'm sure she has something underneath, Charlene.
It's like, even, like, it goes really high. I kind of wish she was wearing like a mini skirt.
Yeah.
I think it would or, fit like, with even the rest
shorts.
Of the vibe.
Or like, even like very loose shorts, mm-hmm. but longer.
It's like the top half is from an era. And the bottom half is from, like, a different situation.
From, like, the 80s workout. Especially with the high cut on one side. Where, like, I know it's not high cut, but it's because of the wind is blowing. It looks like a super high cut, like a unitard.
I think it's because of the neck thing.
Oh, yeah.
The neck thing is a very, like, specific era in, like, British... Actually, I guess probably European generally. There's this the thing, there's the bit. Where there's the thing around the neck.
Yes. Yeah.
You can quote me in your fashion history.
You know sometimes like, oh, it's the future and it's like, oh, everyone's a robot or whatever. I kind of like that what she's wearing feels like something a human would choose to wear. Because sometimes it's like no one would want that. I get that they're in the future or whatever, but like, especially the top part. It's not that different from something that, like, we would wear now.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw someone dressed like this, I'd probably be like, oh, maybe they're in a costume. But it wouldn't feel, like, that out of place.
Yeah.
But mostly because there's, like, no bottom half. If there was a bottom half, mm-hmm. I don't think I would question it that much.
No. Mm. So I kind of like that. It feels like a natural progression of where fashion could end up. I just wish there was a bit more...
Okay. Bottom
half.
But when you look at the other lady in this... background. She's also not wearing anything on her legs.
I guess it's warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, I don't think that. But yeah. Any culture.
Okay, the planet, the moon.
The sun.
The sun.
the way the sun dies, it expands. So mm-hmm. we are closer to it. It is dimmer, but it is much closer. And eventually, the actual science says that it's going to be so close, the earth is just going to burn.
But I mean, any country that's actually in places that are very warm, they're more covered up.
Yes.
It's just thinking
it really smart about
she
it.
She would really burn.
Yeah.
Like her legs would burn.
Yeah. That's and why you just need good fabrics and pants.
And if there's one part of your body you don't want to burn, it's like your knees.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
Have you ever burnt like behind your knee?
Oh, no.
That sucks.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
The barren earth. Hot or not?
But wait. The lizards. Are they included?
It's the whole world, right?
Yes.
Specifically this giant lizard. Amazing. Top marks.
10 out of 10.
I mean, hot. Honestly, her face is, like, really stunning. Like, she looks like a model. Like,
she's very
really,
pretty.
Really beautiful.
And I actually kind of like her hair.
It could look super mom, but...
It doesn't. It looks cool.
It works for her.
I feel like Charlize Theron could play this person.
Mm-hmm.
Is the team, like, working well together?
Yeah.
Are their goals attainable?
I think they're attained at the end of the series.
Oh, good for them.
She's a good leader.
Hot.
Okay. Because, of course, the Earth is very hot, but the team also.
Yeah, I like even, like, these people. I like all of these people in the back.
Mm.
They're all attractive. Even the green ones.
Yeah. That looks like Frieza.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
I like a good lizard, okay?
Also, I keep seeing him. I like the one that's crouched.
He's like taking an Instagram picture.
No, I like to think he's in a band. And they're like, someone needs to be on their knees. And he's like this?
Mm. Yeah, it's their band photo.
Perfect. But yeah, she's a hottie.
I have one question about the boots, though.
Yeah?
Why are they like that? Like, why are they so angled?
It looks like a blouse, like a V-neck.
They're so high in the back and low in the front.
It's to protect the back of your knees from the sun.
Ah, yes.
A desolate, dry planet with vast deserts. Hidden away within the rocks of these deserts are a people who have long held a prophecy. A messiah. Who would lead them to true freedom.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh my god.
Yes! Oh!
The Batcave.
Holy
fuck
shit.
Yeah.
You may have heard of this one. There's a network of bat-filled caves under Wayne Manor that Bruce Wayne discovered when he fell through the floor of an old barn on his grounds. He made it Batman's secret headquarters and equipped it with state-of-the-art computers, labs, and garage spaces for vehicles. Part of the network goes up into a mountain, perfect for the Batcopter and Batplane hangars, and down into an underground stream where he can take off in his Batboat. Some of these will turn up in actual entries later.
Ooh.
The trophy room, with the giant penny, hanging Joker card, and animatronic dinosaur, all from early cases, remains iconic. The entry, with art by Howard Bender and Gary Martin, also notes that there's a secondary Batcave under the Wayne Foundation building at the heart of Gotham, but it kind of sucks.
Compared to this?
Yeah, anything would suck compared to this. Look at this! I want one.
Is the Batcave responsible for, like, that whole term, like, having, like, a man cave and stuff? Is it from this? Where he keeps all of his, like, toys and things?
Let's do research.
Like, that sounds like a man cave.
I wouldn't be surprised.
My favorite part is the thing that sprays fake clouds. That's my favorite thing.
Wow. Conceal takeoff. Love it.
Really?
I mean,
that's your favorite part?
Yeah. Not the crazy slide? I just love the concealment.
So, is it like a shadow, or did he actually paint a bat on the wall of his lab?
No, I'm so teenager.
I like the thought that he has a tiny bat and he has a light that shines, and every once in a while he comes and it's like, oh crap, I need to replace the light. And he goes up, takes a light, goes back.
No.
Squeak, 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 puts it back in, and he's like, ah, the bat's back.
No. The reality of the thing. He would ask Alfred to do it for him.
I know, but I like the thought that he does it himself.
Have you seen that webcomic where it's just like someone's trying to sell a cape to Batman that doesn't need any ironing? And he's like, why would that help me solve crime? And then Alfred shows up and he's like, it's very important to solve crime!
I've never seen it, but that is funny.
I will say, like, in the list of places that, like, I would actually really like to see. Like, if I could actually
in
go
fiction,
to some...
you mean?
Yes. I would love to see the Batcave. Like, that would be
I wonder how he handles, like, the humidity.
And the bats. Do the bats kind of, like, mess with stuff?
Bats are drooping. Pretty just chill.
Yeah, bats usually don't fuck with you.
Yeah, but they shit everywhere.
That's Alfred's job.
Yeah, sorry, Alfred.
Poor thing. Me, my main concern is, one, where's the kitchen? Two, if there
in the
is
house.
In the house. But that's too far.
That is
if
there,
once,
if
there, once again, Alfred exists.
I bet you would take too much time.
There's an elevator.
But, like, if there is the kitchen, where are the vending machines? Like, I need
there
food.
Be.
Oh, look, there's a penguin. Sorry, I just
oh
died.
Yeah, I love the trophy room.
It was so cool.
So funny to me. I would absolutely do that if I was a superhero. I would just keep shit. Yeah. The past.
Is this actually Alfred, like, cleaning the animatronic?
Yes, Alfred.
Poor Alfred.
I love him.
I mean, he seems happy enough.
Although,
I guess.
Is that wise to keep trinkets? Like, what if there's things inside it that lead the people back to you?
Well, I recently covered a comic on FW Team Up with Chris Franklin where the villain gets into the Batcave and uses the dinosaur and uses all these different things against the heroes.
That's amazing.
Love it.
So,
well, look at that, Isabel. You can write comics.
I'm a genius.
It happens.
You know, I'm surprised that this isn't a theme park.
Huh.
The villains use the disused theme parks in Gotham.
Yes.
Oh, you mean
in
our world?
In our world,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I feel like you could have rides that make sense with Batman.
The trophy room could be your merch
DC
room
should
as well.
Do, like,
store.
Like what they did for the Nintendo World.
Yeah.
In Japan. But, like, it's just, like, you get to go, like,
Fortress of Solitude,
Batcave. All those places.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon Island.
Around Halloween, it all becomes like Arkham Asylum. Oh, you know? I feel like that would make a lot of money.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Like, you could get a ride out of a Batcopter.
Get
that
a fancy
sense.
Meal in the manor.
Yeah.
And, like,
oh, yeah, that's a restaurant. Yeah.
The boat would be like a dark ride where you... Fast scenes.
Yeah.
And, like, the lab could be, like, a place for kids to discover stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Make science experiments.
The garage repair shop could be, like, these
the
rides. Yes. Or, like, that ride in Epcot where it's, like, the crash dummy test for the cars. So, you know, it's a garage. Also, almost.
So, let's start a theme park, ladies.
Yeah.
I think it would work.
Well, just wait a little bit. Warner Brothers probably can be bought for like $20. So,
and we know they're a fan of the show.
So. Yeah, if you're listening, we just pitched a great idea. If you want to sink a bunch of money, you guys probably don't.
They're
have.
Into sinking money already.
Oh, they're really good at that, yeah.
The Batcave, dare I ask, hot or not?
Of course
it's hot.
It's hot, course. But the lab has too many sinks.
Well, no, you need stuff to clean.
Well, no, but it may be like an hydrogen, and it might be like other gases coming out
maybe
of it.
Maybe that one's chocolate sauce.
You have to have one chocolate sauce.
With all honesty, it's probably one sink is hot and one sink is cold, so you don't even mix that.
It's a science lab, but he only churns out desserts.
Baking is science for hungry people.
Yeah.
Alfred just comes down, he's like, did you get a breakthrough? And just standing there with a cheesecake.
I don't know how this happened. Actually, it would be my, I don't know how this happened.
I don't know how this happened.
Do you want cheesecake? Get rid of this, Alfred.
Baking Batman is just...
Oh my god! Bat baking with Batman! It's a bat cake.
Oh, that would be a great YouTube channel.
Let's start a YouTube channel after the theme park, guys.
Mimosas!
Alfred, it looks like you can handle things here. I believe everything's well in hand, sir. And the young lady's in the living room.
Batgirl! Barbara Gordon is the daughter of Commissioner Gordon and was enough of a fan of Batman that she made her own Batgirl uniform to go to a costume party. But before she could get there, she saw a crime being committed, stopped it as Batgirl, saving Bruce Wayne's life. Well, maybe he didn't really need help, but, you know, she doesn't know that. And a superhero was born, often working with Batman and or Robin, using her own utility belt and favoring a motorcycle to get around. As you can see in The Serpent, art by Brent Anderson and Terry Austin. By day, Barbara is a librarian, though she also served a term as congresswoman.
Oh.
At this point, she's semi-retired, but an attack by the Joker would bring her back. He shoots her through the spine, and she winds up in a wheelchair and becomes Oracle, the woman in the chair who coordinates not just the Batman family, using her incredible computer skills, but all the heroes of the DC Universe when there's a big enough crisis. Even from the chair, she could use batons to beat the crap out of an opponent. Barbara is one of the most intelligent and accomplished heroes in the DCU, and also has an emotional intelligence that makes her a great friend, in particular to Dick Grayson, Nightwing, former Robin, with whom she had, or has, an on-again, off-again romantic relationship.
Oh.
The Serpent also shows her face without the mask, training her body and throwing batarangs around. Fun fact, she was actually created for the TV show first, but ported into the comics before the first episode ever aired.
Oh.
So,
I mean, yes.
You go.
Yes.
What a baddie.
But like 80% of the reason is because there's bats on her boots.
Yes. And she has, what is she throwing?
A batarang.
What? That's what they're called, Jose.
Yeah, but they're so cute.
It is a fun word. I completely agree.
Batarangs.
See, when we were looking at the Batcave, I wanted to say that my favorite Batcave version was the Batman movie one. And then we have Batgirl.
Wait, which one do you mean? The Batman movie one?
The Lego Batman
movie. Lego one. Batman, yes. Okay.
So now that we have Batgirl, that's also in the Lego Batman movie.
Who isn't?
Yeah, no, who isn't? You're
so,
really right.
So many characters in
it. The whole book, isn't it? But it's it's my favorite Batman movie. It's so good. And she's amazing.
She sounds like a good person, too.
Yeah, seriously. Well, just a great person.
Well, you said she was a good friend. Congress lady? Like, what has she not done?
A librarian?
Wow.
I love a good librarian.
She's so accomplished.
Librarians are good people. Unless they're evil librarians.
She looks great in the suit.
It's not too feminine, which I like.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny to me that she thought she's... Well, I mean, she might have saved Bruce Wayne, but he just like... I could have taken care of this myself, but now that she's here, I can't do anything. I love that. It's a friggin' awesome origin story.
Obviously, she was eventually let in on the secret.
What do you mean, aww?
I don't know. Let her believe that her... I don't know.
And her hair is great.
In the big picture, it looks so luscious and, like, voluminous. Yeah. Beautiful. And I like that she has red hair.
Mm-hmm.
I find it looks really nice with the costume.
Yeah, if it was black, it would be too boring.
Or you like yellow, too boring too.
Too similar, yeah.
And even though she's like has like a kind of bold red lip, which is kind of unusual, actually, I feel like.
Yeah, true. They're often like bare-lipped. Mm-hmm. Or like nude. Very on purpose, but they're not like action-y characters.
Also, she just looks very cool on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
I can imagine lifting the cape, flapping. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Badass lifting weights.
Never really thought how dangerous being on a motorcycle with a cape is.
Oh yeah, that would be scary as hell.
I mean, it's gonna be noisy as well.
Yeah, but what if it just like
gets under the wheel? I would not want to do that.
I mean, in theory, there's wind. It should go under the wheel.
Yeah, but when you're stopping.
I think when she stops, it's when she's at the crime.
She's jumping off.
Like, in my mind, she doesn't... Red light doesn't happen in her time.
I don't park motorcycles. I jump off and it stops naturally.
No, but, like, I doubt that, like, they're driving around and it's like, oh, God, another red light.
It's comics, guys.
And, like, she just kind of jumps off and drops, and Alvin's like, shit. Gotta bring that back to the Batcave, get it fixed.
In the repair shop.
Every time.
She has the buffer ready every time she goes out.
Yeah, there's another Batcave where it's just for his Alfred, and it's just a bunch of replacement motorcycles.
She mimicked Batman's costume, the original collars and everything. Did she make any major changes to it?
Well, we'll find out as we look at Batman later, obviously.
Spoilers!
But, I feel like in my head
but
she
Batman has
purple.
An oval, right?
Yeah.
So, she like, that costume there doesn't, so it's like the bare yellow...
Okay, so the original costume is the yellow oval with the black
the
bat.
Black bat.
Okay, yeah. So she just has the yellow bat.
She just has the bat.
In my head, she has, like, purple. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it is right. Where the thing with the Batman costume is that, is it black? Is it gray? Is it blue?
Okay. I might feel that way because I've seen her, like, animated.
I mean, the classic Batman is gray. With her, it's often, like, purplish gray, I agree. And you get this here.
A dark lavender.
The gray is a little, dark lavender. Okay, yeah. They've done more purplish with her. There's also a younger Batgirl who is, there are a couple of younger Batgirls, because when she was in the chair, other people use the name, and there is one who is purple.
There you go.
Does she use the spikes on the arms?
I've seen Batman do stuff with that sometimes, but I don't know.
Not the go-to.
I like it's not really supposed to be a thing.
I like the thought that they're just foam.
I mean, silicone.
It is a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
It's daring to fight in high heels, and those are not small heels.
Yeah, that's an intense shoe.
If I'm going to a party and I suddenly have to fight in whatever I was wearing to go to a party, I would be dead.
But then you create a career out of fighting and you keep the heels? Even if they didn't match the outfit, I would have gone with, like, flat boots at one point.
I also would have switched to flats.
Even yellow rain boots are better. Like,
that's intense.
But she already cut them to look like bats.
I appreciate the commitment.
Yeah.
So much work.
So much blisters.
Mm-hmm. And I just really like her as the Oracle. That sounds cool. I always like the person in the chair characters. I think that's fun. It's like a fun character trope.
Do we see her separately as the Oracle?
No, well, not in this particular series, because it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, that's also very cool. And I think a good use of her personality.
And her smarts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She sounds just really great.
Yeah.
What are flaws? Does she have them?
Does Barbara Gordon have flaws?
I like to think she can't cook.
Yeah, just ruins a steak.
Yeah, she burns everything. I can't believe that.
Boiled potatoes, bad.
And just as a side note, I just like the name Barbara.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's a nice name.
Do people call her Barb?
Do they? I don't
think. Or they maybe call
Babs.
Babs. Oh, that's cute.
Like, I had an Aunt Barb.
Babs.
Isn't Barbara like somebody's second name in the gang?
I don't think so.
No, I guess my sister.
Barbie?
Yeah, my sister, obviously that was, my Aunt Barb was her godmother, so my sister's second name is Barbara.
I like how many nicknames are potential. Like, there's so many nickname potentials.
Bra.
Bra.
Baba.
Barbie?
Barbie?
Yeah, Barbie. Babs. Barb.
Yeah, no, they call her Babs. I think it's when they go short.
Like, Babs is cute.
Yeah.
Babs Gordon is kind of amazing to say out loud.
Her dad must be pissed.
He doesn't know, right?
Yeah.
Or he makes like he doesn't know. It's like sometimes Commissioner Gordon knows Batman is Bruce Wayne. Mm. They just never talk about it. But sometimes he doesn't. They keep it ambiguous. Same thing with the daughter.
How old is she? How old is she when this happened?
When this happened, I think they were kind of saying she was like 17 or something.
Okay.
But, on the younger side, but she's older than Robin. So,
now, speaking of flaws, is Nightwing a flaw?
I love it when my flaws are other people.
Like, why can't they stay together?
No, just...
Is that like decoding what the flaw might be?
No, it's just decoding that is dating Nightwing not well seen or...
A lot of people have done it. No, I think Nightwing is also a very positive character.
So. Okay. He's not a douche.
Oh, not, no.
Okay.
So they're just like two great people.
Hanging out.
Going on
and off, you know.
Good friendship. Sometimes more, but usually they've got a good friendship.
Well, that's nice.
So, bad girl, hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah, hot for sure. She seems very delightful.
If it weren't for the freaking Nazi, we would have been hot all around.
Ain't that the truth?
I don't know who you are, young lady, but you certainly know how to handle yourself well. Holy agility, I'll say.
Thank you, dynamic duo. I'm sure you could have handled these crooks without my help, but I was glad for the chance to join in the fun. Oh, crime fighting is a serious matter to me too, Batman, but we might as well get a few laughs out of it.
We'd better see if Barbara Gordon's all right.
All right, well, the bonus feature on Who's Hot is the pool, or the poll, not the pool, but the poll I run every month, kind of a pool, with the Fire and Water Podcast Network All-Stars to see what they think will happen on the show. Did they get it right? Let's see. Well, Baron Blitzkrieg was pretty easy. They were unanimous, saying not.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Baron Winters, that's the one that was more interesting. Because some of you started as pretty cold on him, and it's a Winters pun, but and then you came around, okay? He turned out to be a hot. For the group, we have 5 votes for hot and 2 for not.
Oh.
So, same for the Batcave.
Well, I mean, we were a little...
No, I was hot from the start.
The Batcave was the same. 5 hots and 2 nots.
What? It's a game, guys!
I like the fact that we would not the Batcave. That's honestly very funny to me.
That is ridiculous.
I would like to know why. Okay, I would love them to tell us why they thought we would not the Batcave.
Try to find out.
Explain yourself.
And then the Barren Earth and Batgirl both got unanimous hots.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's right.
I think that's, yeah. All right. So we'll take a short break for a promo and be right back for the female bag.
Pew pew.
Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to this. My name is Mercy St. Clair, and I'm a trekker. Not a very glamorous job, but not according to some group called the Occadecanagon Theater Works.
And me. I think your adventures can be very glamorous.
Oh, come off it, Molly. What I do is dirty, dangerous, and frustrating.
Maybe. But I know I like hearing about what you do, and now other people can as well.
That's where you come in. Yes, you. The one I started talking to before being interrupted. Head on over to 8tw.ninja and look for my adventures as dramatized by the Occadecanagon Theater Works and some guy named Ron Randall. Or else.
Mercy!
Ron Randall's Trekker, a new audio drama by the Occadecanagon Theater Works, presented through the Two True Freaks Podcast Network. Coming summer 2021.
Female bag!
Woo! That was very short.
It was longer in the edit. Yes. All right, comments on episode 7 of Who's Hot and Who's Not, which covered Automan, Azrael, Babe, Balloon Buster, and Baron Bedlam. Automan, Mike W., according to DC Comics Presents, number 33, which is set in 2092, Automan and Ilda were a couple, and Ilda's heroism in helping to save Star Hawkins led to robots being able to choose their own life partners.
Oh.
The story also mentioned Automan being made of manganese, a very rare metal by 2092. So that's what the magic ore was.
Cool. Okay.
Chris Franklin always thought it was weird that Automan was created while DC was publishing Doom Patrol. He looks a lot like Cliff Steele, a.k.a. Robot Man. That's the same color, even. Robot Man, currently being played by Amity's heartthrob, Brendan Fraser.
Not just
Amity. On TV. Azrael. Mike W. says Azrael was emo before emo was a thing, and he was really annoying. I'm not surprised he wasn't brought back. I think his attraction to Lilith was pretty one-sided. You were questioning this. It was pretty one-sided, as she was distracted by finding out she was the daughter of Thea, the Titan.
Fair. She had other shit to do.
Yeah, yeah. Anne says, the first time I saw him was in a half-page house ad with him weeping. The ad asked if I was ready to know who Azrael was, and I said to myself, no. And Mike Dinah says, I feel either hot or not, Azrael would cry as the result.
Mm, yes.
Yes,
very true.
Babe. Kevin from New Orleans always wondered if Babe was wearing a shawl or if it was part of his skin. Chris Franklin said, I don't think I remembered Babe would eventually become a mountain. I can't help but think of the Disney Pixar lava short.
Now. Yeah, yay. Totally. Yeah.
And Mike Dinah sums it up. He says, Babe is one of the best parts of Atari Force, and the lady's reaction is one of the best parts of Ohatbu.
Aww.
Suck up. Balloon Buster. Mike W. says, according to Legends of the Dark Knight Annual number 7, Balloon Buster did survive the war. He did some stunt flying, opened an airfield, and disappeared over Opal City while investigating a mysterious cloud that was rumored to contain a dragon and was thought to be causing a plague that devastated the city. The cloud and the plague both vanished at the same time Savage did, so maybe he performed one last heroic act?
Oh,
but Philby... Wow. First he says, who's hot and who's not is back, yay. I love Marvel, but DC is where my heart is. He has an alternative history for Balloon Buster from the DC database wiki. There it says he disappeared in Southeast Asia in 1924 under mysterious circumstances. Also, he happened to be the son of Brian Savage, aka Scalp Hunter, one of DC's Old West heroes. So they decided that later because they had the same name. Mm-hmm. But eventually, in our old age, we'll see Scalp Hunter. Ange says Balloon Buster is such a hoot. I love the I'm the gun tagline. I am also more of a World War I person than other wars, having taken a couple of college courses specifically on the history and art literature of the time. So I have a fondness for him and Enemy Ace. Chris Franklin fan casts Steve Savage as Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 100%.
Girl's hottage may vary based on that.
I like a good Owen Wilson.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Okay. Baron Bedlam, I won't keep you up for this one. Mike Dynas says, I don't want to besmirch the greatness of Jim Aparo, the artist, but I can't stop staring. Baron's right epaulette is in his armpit.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's very bad.
I
would think those
it.
Tassels would be tickling his armpit while he's cursing the gods. How can he be so grim when he's getting tickled?
I hate it.
Miscellaneous comment here. Chris Franklin says, I think I guessed every Hot Squad response right on this one. Do I get my card punched? If I get 5, do I get a free sandwich?
Yes.
That's from very, whom? That's very sexist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm not making a
that's
sandwich.
They don't make sandwiches.
And I was like, this extra bacon?
Yeah, she would make you a sandwich.
All right, before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FW Podcasts.
It's so exciting to be a patron.
FW Podcasts. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation. This particular production is sponsored by Gene Hendricks, Monsieur Luc, Mike Dynas, and Eric. Don't forget to leave comments at fireandwaterpodcast.com, and we'll read them in the next episode of Who's Hot and Who's Not. All right, say goodbye, guys.
Bye!
Bye.
We love you!
Emily loves you!
Emily loves you!
These lizard people, they look like anime characters. Who is it? There's a specific character.
Yeah.
I cannot remember.
Marty would listen to it.
I don't know. I'm of no help.
I know the name, but I can't think of it. But yes, I feel it.
You guys know. You know at home. Mike's shaking his head like you don't, but you know. I trust
Mike's
you.
Mike's shaking his head like he's going to cut this whole part.
No, it's very relevant, okay? He looks like that guy in that show.
You mean the green one?
Yes.
Please move on.
Yeah, I do know who you mean.
This guy also looks like someone, but I
don't... Okay, no, we can't open that door.
I know even less. Yes, I think that's who I meant.
Yeah, because sometimes he wears that shirt. Thing. It's Frieza.
No, too bad, Mike.
It's Frieza. But anyway,
she said it is Frieza. You have to keep it all in now because we said it. We found the answer within the confines of the show.
No edits.